the whole idea that that it's possible to turn straw into gold, as an old fairy tale says, is to be able to turn confusion into the confidence that we can be connected to a level of consciousness that can't be confused, because it uses all that is appearing within it to unify it into a new understanding. There's really not much more beautiful than that, or freeing, because then the past has no power. Confusion occurs when the past tries to reconcile what the present moment is presenting itself as being a challenge. That's what confusion is. I don't understand. Simply saying, I don't want this moment because it doesn't align with what I want it to align with. That's what confusion is. Then confusion buries the possibility of that beautiful moment where we can find the golden mean, meaning the relationship between the event and consciousness, so that we can use confusion as a place to enter into new awareness, as opposed to fomenting and continuing the old awareness that can't understand anything. So that's first. And then, ever so quickly, the last comment about what you asked. I haven't had this thought in 30 years, but I remember many, many, many years ago, I had an epiphany that the world, and by the way, science validates this, the actual vibratory rate of the world, our earth sings, it actually has a vibration, that it's been accelerating, as have all the planets. And that it is, if we can understand the reflection and the reflected as a singularity, that there is this beautiful sympathetic vibration taking place in the whole of the cosmos, which it is. And it is, for all intents and purposes, just to use a word, accelerating, quickening, as the scripture would say. That quickening has a direct effect on all that is part of creation. That includes our consciousness. And as that quickening occurs, this consciousness can do one of two things with the quickening. It can reject the event that's part of the whole of that appearance and summarily decide that that's not right, not what I want, not how I get things done and fix and keep myself in place. Or it can use the revelation produced by that quickening to see a part of our consciousness that isn't interested in being quickened. Because to be quickened means I have to give up what's slow, what's old, what's morose, what's not at that level. And that's what the revelations are. Awareness is always greater than the condition and the consciousness that comes into it. It's a reflection of it at a different level. So that the world is producing this condition by which we will either agree to allow it to act upon us and to bring us into this place where body and soul are more connected, so that seeing is the dominant action as opposed to protecting. Or, as will happen, and you'll see it, whether it's riots or hoarding or whatever it is that all parts of us are subject to being drawn into, you will see conflict increase. Because that's what reactions do. Reactions don't release us from conflict, they produce it. So it's our choice, in one respect, to be aware of this condition and the quickening, which seems to be something so vast and great it's impossible. And yet every moment is an inlet, an insight into that quickening, because every moment produces a revelation of our consciousness if we're willing to be there and wait there for the message.